One last segment. We're not done yet, though. Telephone number is toll-free nationwide, 1-800-636-8686. We are joined right now by a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He's a Hall of Fame voter. He is the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. He is Terez Paylor. Terez, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Jim. Thanks for having me on again.
Great to have you back. All right, so you spent 5 years as the Chiefs beat writer for the Kansas City Star. Let me start right there because you know the history of that team. You know the pain of the fan base. So what was going through your head when the Chiefs not only started the way they did, but they fell behind 21-0 in the first quarter and the fans were booing them at home?
Well, Jim, listen, I still got a large contingent of people on Twitter who follow me from Kansas City. So I was thinking, I'm about to start getting some really angry tweets from people, from my followers. And the column was going to have to match that, right? Everything had lined up so well for the Chiefs. I mean, the Titans even took out the Ravens, meaning that if they won the game against the Texans, they'd get to host the AFC Championship game. I mean, it's really hard to imagine the last 3 weeks going better for the Chiefs than they have. And here we go. Everything's set up. You're facing an inferior team. Your quarterback is better, albeit like not by a huge margin, because I think Watson is special, but Mahomes is better. Your head coach is way better, right? And here you are, and you guys completely come out flat, and you end up being down 24-0. And I'm thinking, well, to do this is going to take a history-making effort. The Chiefs had never come back for more than 21 points in their entire history. But I also said this last week. I believe in Patrick Mahomes' gifts. I believe in his competitiveness. And I think that AFC Championship game loss a year ago changed him for the better. Not changed him, but fortified him, right? There was no way he was going to let them lose that game. I said leading up to that game all week, it'd be an over-my-dead-body game. And what he ended up doing after that, 321 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, that's what elite alpha quarterbacks do. Over-my-dead-body, we're not losing this game. And that's what ended up happening.
Terez Paylor joining us. That's exactly what ended up happening. One more thought about the vibe there. Like, it's one thing to see the vibe on Twitter. We know what that is. But when you know how beaten down that Chiefs fan base has been, how powerful was the vibe of, oh, no, not again, in the stadium in the first quarter?
Oh, it was real. I think stunned silence is a really good way to describe it. And
and speaking of stunned silence, nice job, Alvin. Speaking of stunned silence, I'll reestablish that connection. That was really funny. Did he say, speaking of stunned silence, you know what would be even funnier? If he just stopped talking on purpose to make his point. Speaking of stunned silence, and just stopped. My guest is, or was, see how quickly Alvin jumped up there with the Dana White music? And he's back right now. Dude, that was so funny. You said, speaking of stunned silence, and then there was more stunned silence.
Unfortunately, but I'm ready to talk to you. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. I'll continue real quick, though.
Do it.
When the stunned silence ended, it was just outright anger, just booze. And I get it. The people here have been tortured for so long, but I think they got to remember they've kind of graduated from this particular part of tortured fandom because they have the quarterback that changes it all. He makes it right. And I think that now when you come back from 24 points, you know there's no situation that you can't get out of.
I was going to say, how powerful is that? Like when you're down 24-0 and you come back, and not just come back, but come back the way that he did, 400 yards from scrimmage, 5 touchdowns, no picks. But forget about the numbers. How powerful is that, and what's that say about Mahomes as a leader?
Well, look, Andy Reid just gave him a lot of credit today. He said that he went out of his way to say that Mahomes is really energetic and kind of prodding from the sideline. And I think that's important for your quarterback to do. One thing that was really interesting, Jim, I think you'll like this. I was talking to some of the players in the locker room on Sunday, and a lot of them kept mentioning how, like, there was no, like, sniping on the sideline even when they were down by so much. And you do find that when things go poorly in the NFL, players start sniping at each other. And coaches do, too. But to a man, I heard that there was none of that. And I think one player, Anthony Sherman, the fullback, kind of summed it up nicely for me. It's because Mahomes helps with that because they know there's no situation they can't get out of.
Therese Paylor is my guest. You know, the other guy that said something of that effect to you was Tyrann Mathieu. And, hey, listen, I don't root for players, but I've got so much respect for this guy. I have so much respect for Tyrann Mathieu and what he does. How does the Kansas City defense look to you right now?
I think they look fantastic. And I think you've got Badger, who looks like a version of Troy Polamalu. I was talking to him last week, and I'll write this at some point. This is the best version of him. Right, they are using him in the Polamalu, make things happen, sniff around the box role. He thinks he's playing the best football of his career right now. And a big reason for that, Jim, is because the Chiefs have empowered him to not just do the things he does best on the field, but also, like, lead men. Like, they handed the defense to him, and they said, hey, lead these guys. And he's done that. And he's fully embraced being a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that by leading from the front, he's also played a huge role in helping this defense get to a really, actually more than functional point than they were last year.
We're talking to Therese Paylor. So if you were to look ahead, Therese, Tennessee did beat Kansas City in Nashville, 35-32 back in November when Mahomes made his return from his injury. But Derrick Henry gashed them for 188 yards, two touchdowns in that game. And you've pointed this out yourself. When you look at Kansas City's history against physical teams in the playoffs, the Steelers, the Titans, the Patriots, how worried should KC fans be about that matchup?
They should be a little worried just because Henry is on the best playoff run for a running back in two decades. You got to go back to Terrell Davis to kind of find a guy who's doing what he's doing right now. And he's an incredible running back. And he like you said, he ran for almost 200 yards against them 2 months ago. But I'll also say this. The Chiefs are different now than they were then. They've got some run stuffers that are – good at establishing the line of scrimmage. And they also seem much more confident. They play downhill better than they did back then. They seem more aggressive and assertive. They know what they're doing. You know, when you face Tennessee, the foundation of their offense is handing the football to Derrick Henry on the outside zone. And they use other concepts too. But if you can't stop that, you're not stopping them. There has to be 8, 9 in the box. And you have to make Ryan Tannehill, who threw for like 88 yards in the last game, win. You have to make him beat you. Now, he can do it with his legs. He's a good. He's like a more experienced Josh Allen. He's a big guy. Like, he can really run. And he's tough to bring down, too. And he hurt him in their last game by doing that. But you have to make him beat you with his arm. He's got to – for the Titans to go to the Super Bowl, he's going to have to make some throws in this game. More big-time throws than he had to make through the first two rounds of the playoffs. You can take that to the bank.
Therese Paylor joining us. All right, so before we leave that topic, as you tweeted this morning, and again, it's early in the week, but you did tweet this morning that Andy Reid says he's not sure what Chris Jones's availability will be on Sunday. How big of a concern would that be for Kansas City?
You know, it's a concern because I'm telling you, Jim, I've watched a lot of football, man, and, you know, Tennessee's offensive line is, as a run-blocking group, this is about as physical and as nasty as a group as I've seen in a long time, right? Roger Saffold, Taylor Lewan, Big Jack Conklin, these guys, hat on hat, they move you. That line surges off the football. They dominated the New England Patriots up front. And the Baltimore Ravens have a really good defensive front. Guess what? Titans dominated them too. So the more bodies you have, the better. They're going to come, and there's no secret what they're going to try to do. The Titans are going to get cute. They play grown man football. They're going to line up here. You're going to know what's coming, and they're going to dare you to not only meet their physicality and match it, but to tackle their 6'3", 250-pound running back. And if you can do it, you have a chance. But no one's been able to do it in 2 months.
That is well said. They do play grown man football. Therese Paylor, my guest. Listen, I'm coming to KC this weekend, and you know that town really well. I'm coming to be a part of the NFL Today pregame show. What kind of a scene should I prepare for in KC? What's it going to be like?
It's incredible because the people here believe it's going to be a coronation. They made it to the AFC Championship game last year, Jim. And they were down early in that game, too. But you kind of first saw the glimpses of Mahomes' playoff greatness then. Like, the next logical step is for the Chiefs to beat this team that they're better than on paper and go to the Super Bowl finally. There's a lot of optimism here. And people here are crazy about their Chiefs. Don't forget, this is a football town, right? This is a place, this is one of the smallest markets in football, but they're always around the top of the league in attendance. And if you've never come to a game at Arrowhead Stadium, it is one of the last few college-like atmospheres in the NFL. This place is football in a lot of different ways. and for the AFC Championship game to be here for the second straight year, it's going to be crazy. You're really going to enjoy it, man. And I think anybody, if you love the game of football, you've got to come make a pilgrimage to Arrowhead Stadium at least one time.
I absolutely love that town, and I could not agree with you anymore. That is a football town, and they love that team. And after that comeback, I'm sure they believe anything could happen. But, man, you can't. You know this. You cannot sleep on the Titans. They play grown man football, to your point. And I don't care what that line says. I don't care what people say. That is a tough team. That is no gimme. That is going to be a battle.
You got it. And, again, if you love football, it's one you got to watch. Because I want to say something really quick here.
Sure.
It's really important for people to understand how important what the Titans are doing right now is to the game of football. Because all we heard last year, and I played a little role in this too. I wrote this, that it's a passing league now, right? The NFL is about passing. But one thing we forgot, and one thing is really important to remember now, because the 49ers have shown this, the Ravens have shown this, and the Titans have shown this, and the Vikings too. Running the football is not going to go out of style here, okay? It's just not. If you can win up front, that matters in January because the game changes. It becomes about who can establish and impose their will on the other team and control the football game. The Patriots won a Super Bowl doing that last year, and we all forgot it. But this year, all these teams here, basically except the Chiefs, they're about running the football, and they're dominating doing it. So it's kind of cool to see the league get back to what – was always considered a winning formula because, to be honest, football is at its best when the game is balanced. The run game is beautiful and so is the pass. When teams do both, that makes the game awesome.
It's such a good point, and so much for that notion that the running back position has been completely devalued. No, it has not. He is a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast, Therese Paylor, back in the jungle. Therese, my man, great job. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Jim. You know I'm a Detroit guy, which means I love Isaiah Thomas, and I always want to say this on your show. Ward's is getting back from Red Lobster.
Come on. My man, that's how you do it. Great job, Therese Paylor. He goes way back. I'm a Detroit guy. I love Isaiah Thomas. You got to reset the Red Lobster.
Zeke, it's always great to have you on The Last Word. Thank you very much for joining us. What's up?
My pleasure. I just got back from Red Lobster.
So good.